Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
GQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
Do I have the best doorman or what? Good evening and welcome once again to Madame Perry's Salon. I say the podcast with more celebrities than the inauguration. I don't care what side you're on. You know that's true. But anyway, this is Madame Perry, your host and cruise director, or also known as Jennifer Perry. And this we've had so much fun here. If you were listening live last night or you've listened to last night's podcast, our guest was Johnny Effing Lucas. And Johnny Effing Lucas was here to talk about his new book, which is also going to be, not going to be an indie film, but it's going to be a webcast series. It's called Confrontational French. It's about a couple of two guys, best friends, grew up together, a couple of half-wit con men trying to go across the country from Pittsburgh to the West Coast and then get to France. The tagline for the book was, you know, two friends, one destination, no clue. And it was hilarious. And then when we were on there last night, we had about five or six people calling in and chatting about the book and so forth. And certain chapter, I think one chapter was milking the squirrel, and he emailed me after and said how much fun he had. He had a lot of laughs. He said, I never knew there were so many squirrel fetishists. And I think I found my audience. So, yeah, so get that book. I know a couple of people said they've already got it today and started on it, but Confrontational French. Coming up next week, we've got next Tuesday, Kate Moore. Kate Moore is a British author. She's written a lot, but she also ghostwrites a lot of books. But this book of hers just published last week, and I've already read it. It's called The Radium Girls, and it's the true story. It's about some women in the United States back in the late 20s, early 30s, when radium was new and a big thing, and everybody thought it was wonderful and good for your health, and you could drink it and whatever. And these women worked at a company that painted radium on dials, or watch hand dials, or dials for equipment for the army, so people could see in the dark. And they were told to dip the brush in the radium, they're like a little tiny paintbrush, like we used to get in little paint kits as kids, and dip it in the radium, then dip it in there on their tongue to point the brush it on. And they had horrible, horrible health problems from that, which the company denied. And these poor women fought for sometimes 20, 30 years to get any kind of help or medical help or any compensation. Well, it still wasn't much, but Kate's here Tuesday to talk about Radium Girls. Rick McIntyre, poet, and he's also been doing stand-up comedy. Rick McIntyre, anybody in the poetry world knows who he is. He's fantastic. He's here Wednesday. And then after that, we've got all kinds of cool people. I've got the band The Babies, you know, from the 80s. Well, they're still gigging, and they're coming on here soon. So, but tonight is so much fun. I'm so excited about tonight, especially after the buzz of last night. Tonight we've got we've got a musician. We have got a dynamic diva. Let me tell you, I was playing some of her music today that we're going to play tonight that has not been heard anywhere. And when I was playing it, my husband said, "Who is that? The Dead Kennedys or?"
What else did you say? Dead Kennedys.
Is it Dead Kennedys or somebody? Or Circle Jerks or the Dead Kennedys? Dead Kennedys. And I said no. But then later I read about her, and she's worked with these people, for God's sake. She's worked with Cello Biafra. She's performed around the globe for over a decade. She's got a band called Midnight Lark. She also performs under her own name, plays with Spindrift, Silver Chords, Mobsters, Brian Jonestown Massacre. She directs videos, and she's done worked on music for films, including one starring Christian Slater. You don't get any cooler than this chick tonight. Welcome, please, to for a first visit to Madame Perry Salon, Sash the Bash, also known as Sasha Vallely. Welcome to Madame Perry Salon, Sash.
Hello, thanks for having me. That was a good introduction.
Nice to have you here. How you feeling?
I'm just getting over a cold, so I might sound a little bit husky, but, you know, it'll add a good tone to my voice. Then
okay.
Do much better, thank you.
Give that sultry, raw tone to it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
We were talking about the clock, and actually, if you want to help out tonight, if you're listening live right now, you can call in and talk to Sasha Vallely and Madame Perry. Just call 646-716-9922, 646-716-9922. It's toll-free from anywhere within the continental U.S., and that is what Blog Talk Radio tells me. So this is Wednesday night, April the 19th. We're a little bit after 7 p.m., so if this is the time that you're listening, yeah, call in. Call in and talk so that Sasha won't have to wear out her voice. And she has generously given the two brand-new, never-before-heard songs to play. So it's exclusive. We're breaking them right here, and that's pretty cool, too. So
yeah.
Let me start off with the part about you. You've been traveling around the globe. Now, that's what a lot of people want to do, plan to do, aim to do. They're lucky sometimes if they get out of their own town or their own state or whatever.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about beginnings, where you came from, and where you've been.
Well, I've been a lot of places. I'm originally from Birmingham, not Alabama, as I always say, Birmingham, England. So if you don't know where that is, it's like the Middle Earth. It's basically central England. Actually, Tolkien, that was a Tolkien reference because Tolkien's actually from Birmingham. And it's also the home of heavy metal. So Black Sabbath from there, Judas Priest, half a Led Zeppelin, The Move. So a lot of great music's come from Birmingham.
Yeah, well, you know, we had Rudy Sarzo was on here. You know, he's the bass player for Quiet Riot, but he also played with him and his friend Randy Rhoads with Blizzard of Oz, and they had to go over there to rehearse for the tour. So, yeah.
Oh, nice. So, yeah, it's an industrial city. I say it reminds me a lot of Detroit. When I went to Detroit around here, it seemed a lot like Birmingham to me. But, yeah, so that's where I was born and raised, and started playing music out there. Been playing music most of my life, basically, but I was kind of too shy to really play in bands or anything, so I just kind of played to myself and, you know, at home, not in front of anyone. And then my mother actually emigrated to Australia and asked if I wanted to go out there with her. So I ended up around 20, was I 20? Yeah, 20, moving to Australia, to Brisbane. And I studied out there. I studied music. And then that kind of got me into, it kind of forced me into playing in front of people, because that was part of the curriculum was, you know, you had to write a song every week and perform it in front of the rest of your group. So,
really?
Yeah, so that was part of it. And so it kind of got me over a little bit of my stage fright, because I had really bad stage fright. So I started performing, and then after I finished that, my visa ran out. I ended up moving back to England and then starting a band out there called The Mobsters. And I started off actually just being the singer in that band and playing a few shows. And then our bass player quit, and I've been kind of messing around with the bass for a while, so I decided to, like, take up bass and start singing and playing bass. And also a funny reason why I actually started playing bass, another weird little story is I had a dream. It sounds weird, but
right,
I had a dream that
start.
Paul McCartney came to me in my dream and said, "You know what, Sasha, you should play bass." And so I woke up and I was like, wow, Paul McCartney told me that I should be playing bass. Maybe I should do that. So
right,
I decided to start playing bass and singing. And so, yeah, then we gigged around, we toured around England, mainly, played a bunch of shows around there, kind of got a good following in Birmingham and London. But while I was there, I met a bunch of different musicians that were traveling through, because I used to work for a big music venue, basically. It's called the Academies. So we'd have like all the big bands would come through there, and I kind of worked the door and hospitality and stuff like that. So I got to meet a bunch of really cool musicians through doing that, and, you know, got to play some shows with them, because I'd be like, here's a demo of my band. Sorry, that's my son in the background. You can hear.
Okay.
I have a 3-year-old. So, yeah, he's just getting into the bath right now. But, yeah, so anyway, I met a bunch of cool musicians through my work and then got to play with them. And actually, one of the bands was called the Warlocks. And they actually asked me if I would like to join them. At the time, I turned them down because I'd already got my own thing going on and was playing. But then a few years later, that band dispersed, and then they asked me again, hey, do you want to join the band? But you'd have to come out to L.A. to do that. And
oh,
I always wanted to move to America. So I just I did it. I packed everything I owned and sold pretty much everything I owned and went out to L.A. like I'd never been there before. But I just went out and joined the band.
Can I ask how old you were then?
I was 27 by that time. Yeah, I'm getting old now. But so yeah,
yeah,
I've been playing. I've been playing in Birmingham for a few years by that time, and yeah, so I just packed up and left at, I say, 27, went out to LA. And then joined that band, but then it didn't really work out with them. So I kind of moved to LA and I was like, oh, well, what am I going to do now? I just loved it there and I really wanted to play music. So I started my own band out there with a few different musicians. Started off with the name of Old Babes of Walls, and then went to the Silver Chords was the name we settled on. And I had like a rotating cast of different musicians that would come in and play with me, because there's so many amazing musicians in LA that I got to just play with these incredible people that they would just come and guest with me and like play a few shows, and then they would go off on tour and do their own thing. But yeah, while I was playing with that band, then the singer guitarist from Spindrift heard that I played the flute, which is one of, you know, I play lots of different instruments, and he was working on a film score, and he asked if I would put down a flute track for this film score he was working on. So I was like, yeah, I'd love to do that. I was like, that'd be awesome. And so then I did that, and then he asked me to join them. So then I ended up joining Spindrift and touring with them for about 4 years, three and a half, 4 years. And we toured Europe, and we toured, you know, all around the States multiple times. And, you know, that was a really great experience. I ended up recording two albums. Yeah. So I did two albums with them. And we also did a few film scores. We did two feature films and three independent films, I think, and then had some music that was on some TV shows. And So yeah, it was an awesome opportunity, and I learned so much from that, and just what life on the road is like, you know, not necessarily as a big band, but as, you know, a signed band. And
well, yeah, and that's an education in itself, isn't it? I mean, there are so many different levels, you know, just from the whole mechanics, the logistics.
Yeah, definitely.
Getting along personally.
Yeah, just, you know, we would tour for like 6 months of the year easily. You know, we would be on the road for them. And so it was kind of hard holding down a job, you know, because when you come back, you wouldn't know what to do with yourself because you'd been on the road for so long. So then you'd work for a bit and then you'd be out on the road again. And but, you know, it was really great experience. I loved touring. I loved meeting all different people in all these different cities, different places. And I'd been around Europe before. I actually toured a little bit myself, and I toured with some bands, actually do merch for them around Europe. So I've been around Europe a little bit before. But I got to see a lot of places that I hadn't seen before, you know, parts of Germany and Prague and Italy, different parts of Spain, Portugal. So yeah, it was incredible.
Okay, how fantastic. That's just a dream to so many of us.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead, huh?
Oh, I was just saying that's why, you know, it'd always been a dream of mine, and that's why I jumped at the chance, you know, to be offered the LA thing, you know, and then joining the touring band. It's just a great opportunity and something I'd always, yeah, dreamed about doing. And I've been very fortunate that I've managed to, like, a lot of goals that I set myself when I was younger. You know,
right.
I always said, oh, I want to tour Europe someday, and I want to be signed someday, and I want to release an album someday. And I've accomplished all that. So now I've got other goals that I've set for myself.
I was going to say, don't stop now, you know.
No, don't stop now.
Because there are some people, you know, you can talk about it or you can do it. And yes, there are always going to be obstacles. And I'm always impressed when I meet someone like you. Like, you took advantage of every opportunity. I mean, you know, you go with your mother. Like, okay, yeah, I want to travel. I'll go with her. Where so many people would be easy to say, oh, well, I don't want to leave my boyfriend, or I don't want to leave, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I love this job, whatever. Whereas you saw that, you know, let's go. This may not happen again anytime soon.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I definitely in the past turned down a couple of opportunities because of a relationship that I was in. And, you know, then, so when I was single, I was like, well, there's nothing holding me back right now, so I'm just going to go for it. So yeah, no, I was very glad that I did. But then how I ended up in Atlanta is a whole other crazy story. So I'd been touring a lot with Spindrift, and I decided that, you know, I really wanted to try and focus some more on my music, because even though I'd co-written a lot with Kirkpatrick, you know, we'd written a lot of songs together and done a lot together, I really wanted to write more of my own stuff and get more of my own music out there. And it was taking so much of my time, it was hard for me to focus on my own stuff. So I decided, you know, to put it on hiatus. I'm not saying I'll never play with them again, because, you know, that's always there, and I love them to pieces, and I would always go back and play shows with them whenever I can. But I decided that I wanted to focus on my own stuff, and right after that happened, probably like 2 or 3 weeks after I left the band, I had like a major spinal injury. I had stenosis of the spine. It left me unable to move the right side of my body. And I had to go into hospital and have a spinal fusion on my neck. So I was in hospital for a month in rehab. Like, just, I couldn't move my arm or my hand or anything. And the doctors told me that I might never play again or use my arm again. So, yeah, that was really scary.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom flew out from Australia to come and take care of me. But luckily I had some family in Atlanta, and a boyfriend that I've been seeing long distance in Atlanta. And he said, and my family said, well, come out here and, you know, we'll take care of you while you recover. So I moved to Atlanta, and then me and my boyfriend had our son, who's three now. So we decided to stay in Atlanta. And at first I was thinking of moving back to Los Angeles, but then I was like, no, I'm going to try. I think it's a better place for my child right now, you know. But I never wanted to give up on my music. So as soon as I could start moving my hand and playing a bit again and getting my strength up, I decided to start a band out here. And that's how Midnight Larks happened.
All right, Midnight Larks.
Yeah.
So I tell you what, before we go any further, why don't we play some music?
Yeah.
And you want to play Midnight Larks as your band, Sasha Ville. Who was in Midnight Larks?
So Midnight Larks is obviously myself, Nikki Speak, who we kind of started the band together. She plays bass and acoustic guitar and sings with me. And Pietro Di Janeiro, I think I pronounced his name right. He'll kill me if I haven't. But he plays drums. And he's in a few bands around town, as is Nikki. He plays in Bad Spell. And Nikki plays in Shanti Shanti. And she has her own solo thing going on as well. So we're all busy doing other things as well as together. But yeah,
we had the fantastic Ray D'Africo on here a few months ago, and with his new album, Solo A Go-Go. And he said that, you know, he told us you were part of that CD too.
Of the what, sorry? The
Ray D'Africo?
Oh, yes, yes. I always pronounce his name wrong. I always say D'Africo, but it's D'Africo. Yeah, yeah, I guessed it with
him. The first thing he told me was that people did his name wrong. That's why I made a point to say it over and over. Say it like Africa, D'Africo. Yeah.
People
sweetheart.
Always say my name wrong, too. So it's Valeli. People
Valeli.
Say Valeli or Valley. So, yeah, I'm used to it.
I can't imagine how I said it, but
Ray
D'Africo. You should be used to our accent by now, so I'm sorry if I said it. Say it for me once more.
So,
Valeli?
Yeah. Valeli, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, people
right,
say
so,
it different depending where they're from.
So, where are you going to play Midnight Larks?
Yeah, let's play Midnight Larks. So, this is our debut album. We just finished recording. We're just shopping it around right now, looking to get a release out, but this actually hasn't been played anywhere yet, so I thought I'd give you a little exclusive.
That was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So, and the name of the song is?
It's called Loner.
All right.
I actually wrote it
Loner.
About Birmingham years ago.
All right.
It ties into my past.
Okay. I can dig it. All right. Loner. At Midnight Lark.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Love that. First time anywhere in the world on the air.
Yeah.
Right here at Braddock Ferry Salon. I told you, the podcast with more celebs than the inauguration, and that's another reason why. Loner by Midnight Lark. And we've got Sasha Valelli here. And also, Sasha, we got a caller on the line. Hey, welcome to Madame Perry's Salon.
Hello.
Hey. Wait a minute. Turn up the lights. Light a few more candles. Sasha, you're going to have to move over a little bit. A dear friend of the show is in here. Just make a little,
okay.
Make a little room on the cushions there. Hey, this is Vince. Vince, I am so glad you were here. Let me tell you something. I think I have found your soul sister, and I have found her soul brother.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm glad to meet you. Making a short stop into the salon. Thank you, Madam Perry. And let me just tell you, I'm sitting here waiting for my oldest daughter. I'm in Sandy Springs. No, I'm in Lower Roswell. And I had to call in the minute you told me. Okay, so here we go.
Well, I am glad you did. You're both musicians that have been around the world. You're both musicians that work on film, work for documentaries and film, and so do you, Benson.
Awesome.
So I think this is soul brother, soul sister time.
Wow.
Well, hello. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you, too. Nice meeting you, too. Yeah. So you played with some groups that I've never heard of, and now I want to go check them out. So can I get those links? I need the links so I could connect the dots, because I'm sure we have people in common.
Yeah, definitely. I think the links, are they on your website?
Well, I was Angie Bowie's musical director 25 years ago. Let's start there.
Awesome. Very cool.
Yes.
If you go on my website, I have a lot of links to some of the bands that I played with, definitely. So you can check them out, or you can find me on Facebook, and I'll send you the links. I'd be happy to
That'll be great. And what is your instrument of choice now? What do you play?
Right now I play guitar.
I'm a keyboard player. And
are you
here in the States, or where are you?
I'm actually in Atlanta, not far from you.
That's awesome. I would love to sit down and talk to you about my latest project and the collaboration that may be able to take place. The music is going to be EDM, rave music, and I'm sure you can get into that.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Sasha, what else? How many instruments do you play, Sasha?
I play guitar, bass, flute, a bit of keyboards. Drums very badly.
me too.
I can play
that.
A bit of harmonica and sing, obviously.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I got a very special film we're doing. We're in the stages now we got our second draft of the script, and other things are going on. Very huge breakthroughs in the last few days that I'll be able to talk about Friday with you, Jennifer. But Sasha, I'm very interested in sitting down with people with different music views, different world views, different types of DNA of music, and hashing out some very special original music for my film, okay?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I love working on films. It's one of my favorite things to do. So
good.
I'd be very happy to be involved with that. That'd be
awesome.
Very cool.
Awesome. I cannot wait. And I'll send you the links in return to my stuff and where I'm at. I'm on SoundCloud, and I have my technology and recording keyboards page, as well as a film page on Facebook and other things. So definitely looking forward. Jennifer, forward my information to Sasha, and
I'm working on that now, actually.
Okay, good. Thank you. You are something else. You just know when to do this. You see, you and Kenya, that's it. You're on my list. You're in my will. That's it. I'm over. That's it. I'm done. All right. I'm going to cut out, because my oldest daughter is about to show up here any minute, And she's leaving the country for her 29th birthday. She wants to see me before she leaves. So that's a few days from now. Yeah. And this is awesome. So this has been a real, this has been an awesome day. Day before yesterday, I met The Dream, a big super producer who's cut hits for Mariah Carey and everybody. And hopefully I'm going to be working with him. I'm looking forward to a call to work with him on some new projects. But I'm more excited about my film than anything. So I can't wait to talk to you, Sasha, about the
possibilities. Yeah, I look forward to talking to you, too. Thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Looking forward. Thank you, Jennifer. Good night. God bless, love, light, and peace.
Thank you, Vince. Love you.
You're welcome. Love you right back. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, look who's here. Vincent. Look who's here. Vincent. Oh, he just left.
I think
hey.
I lost him.
Somebody just came in. He just mentioned this person, and she walks in the door.
Hi, guys.
All right. Sasha, if you could make...
I'm sorry.
Say who? No.
Okay,
Sasha,
so I'm
this
listening.
Is my BFF. Kenya Colbert, that he just mentioned.
Oh,
hi,
Kenya.
Sasha. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful. I was listening to the show and enjoying it, of course, enjoying the music. And then I heard somebody say, I'm going to leave you something in my will. And I said, oh, wait a minute. I think that's the cue for me to say, hi.
Yeah, Vincent goes, you and Kenya. You guys are in my will. I'm going to leave you something in my will. Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed him. I was listening so much I didn't get to call in, but I am so happy to hear that he's connecting with Sasha and you guys are getting it all together. Good job.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Way to go. Love the music. Love your sound.
I mean,
thank
for
you
Sasha
so much.
To go from England to Australia to L.A., touring the country, touring the entire world, and then she ends up in Atlanta. You know, it's got to be some divine intervention there, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Atlanta's a great city.
Oh, I'm glad you said it. Well, listen, first of all, before we go any further, and we want to hear some music, you know, Kenya, she's letting us have two songs that have not been on the air anywhere that we're getting ready to play tonight, that we already played one, and we're going to play the other one. But that was so generous of you, Sasha. It made me feel so good. I put that on Instagram. I put it on LinkedIn. You probably saw where I tagged you on LinkedIn and everything. I've got two nice sponsors.
I'm really excited
tonight
to show it for you.
I am too. Okay, I got two sponsors I need to give some love to right now. First of all, where would you go if you could get a plane ticket and not have to spend a whole lot of money, like 30% or more less than most airlines? Well, I got it for you. Air Tickets for USA. That's airticketsforusa.com. They let you book domestic U.S. flights at ridiculously low prices, saving a minimum 30% off regular airline prices. And even better, from April until June, this is going on right now, they're having a sweepstakes, a spring sweepstakes, with a free flight as the prize. And all you do is you get to choose, the winner gets the option to choose a free flight worth up to $500 on any domestic destination. So you just enter Simply Visit airticketsforusa.com website, subscribe to the newsletter, then wait for the winner to be announced somewhere during the first week of June. So you book your flights and save big. So, yeah, I've even been sharing them on Twitter as well, on the Madam Perry Twitter page, where I've also been splashing you around, Sasha, and also Jennifer Perry page and everything I've got. You know, Kenya will tell you, I'm a connector, so when I think somebody's fabulous, I want to connect them all. And also,
thank you so much.
One thing about, we're thrilled. One thing about podcasters is we all support each other in a lot of ways because there's no competition, because it's not like we're having to fight for network time like people used to do. You can listen to any of us anytime. This show will be available on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, forever. People can download, subscribe for no fee. But it's because of nice people like this. And one of them is Air Tickets for USA. The other is Slug Nuts. I know Slug Nuts. It looks like Lug Nut with an S, like a slug. But Slug Nuts Podcast, these two is two guys, and they are outrageously funny. It's pretty fast-paced. I don't know how much of their show. I think they have a direction or a theme for each one. And once they get rolling, they laugh. And they said the reason they do is because a lot of people are really angry, upset, things going on right now. We all know this, people. They wanted to give people something to laugh at and take heart.
That's good.
And just feel good. Just give them a little laughter for the soul. Now, I will tell you, I will warn people, if you don't want this, it is pretty far to the left, okay? They are pretty far to the left. But they're not like they're just slamming everybody. They're pretty funny. They also are responsible, one of the guys, for a cartoon called End Times Cartoon. And it's also very, very left-leaning political, and it's a very well-done cartoon strip, and I've been sharing a few of those, too. Because they're funny. So Slug Nuts Podcast, End Times Cartoon. I've got links for them here on the page as well as air tickets. And, yeah. So go check them out. And also you'll see where I put them on Twitter. They're very funny, and I share them on Facebook as well. Now, let's get back to the star of the show, Sasha Vallely. How was that? Vallely, am I getting close?
Yeah, that sounds good. Very good.
You know, Kenya is a life coach, and she also has a show on Friday night. Oh, it's not Friday. You've changed it to Sundays, Kenya?
Yes, Sundays.
Okay,
Sundays.
Everything relationships. But she also is, a professional marketer. And we always say that people need to be in the scene. People need to know who you are. You've got to get out. You've got to mingle. You've got to put your name and your work out there and stand behind it. But to get anywhere, and that's what you've done. You know, you got out there. You met people, you went places, and that's why you ended up, scoring for films. Like, what was this film starring El Gringo, starring Christian Slater?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you
that's
also directed.
One of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
I did some music videos as well, and definitely just love getting out there and meeting people. And yeah. It's just great. I love always meeting new people and making new friends. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Well, you do, and obviously, you've got the magic. You're talented, but you've also got the magic of meeting people. And one thing I tell, as a entertainment publicist, I tell people, you've got to get out there and mix with people, but you've also got to show them that you can do something for them, not just ask them to do something for you. And it sounds like you're pretty good at the reciprocity angle.
Yeah, I like to help people out as much as possible, definitely. I've always, if anyone asks me to help them to do something, I usually do my best. If I can help them, I will. So.
Well, let's get to one more, to another song. This is the one I told you my husband thought was Dead Kennedys. And then I say, and then I see that you work with Jello Biafra of Dead Kennedys.
That's very cool. So yeah, this is my two-piece, Sash the Bash. We're actually playing at Gaja Korean Bar on the 27th April, so next Thursday. It's a pre-party for the mess around. And it's free, so if you want to come see us play.
The 27th of April.
27th, so yeah, next Thursday at Gaja Korean Bar. It's in East Atlanta. So yeah, if you want to come see us play, it's free. And yeah, so this is kind of like my punk two-piece, just me playing guitar and my drummer, Tony Two Skulls, on the drum.
Okay, it's Sash on guitar, it's Tony Two Skulls on drum, and let me tell you, two people, you guys make a lot of noise, a lot of volume, a lot of energy. I mean, because I watch your videos, because like I said, Ray Daffico had said, oh, you got to hear, and I watch the videos, and you guys are just the energy is just such a powerful thing.
Thank you.
So let's go ahead and listen to this. And Sash the Bash, and a song is, I'll let you introduce
it. It's called You Don't Give a Damn.
But we do, we really do. But somebody else on the road, so You Don't Give a Damn,
go.
Sash the Bash. You're hearing it here first.
I like a woman, tell it like a
All right. I love it. I love
it. Thank you.
Kenya.
I love fun music. That was fun. I love fun songs. Like, it's like this anthem. It's, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that anthem, exactly.
Beautiful.
Your boy.
Good job.
I need a man. Yeah. Love it, love it. And you're hearing it here first tonight on Madame Perry Salon. Thank you so much. Well, sorry to have you here, but I know I need to let you save your voice. You've been, because of, you've had you had colds and throat trouble. So give us, would you just shout, give us your, I've got it linked everywhere, but just for people who can write it down, your website address.
Yeah, it's sashthebash.com.
All
and
right.
You can find me on Facebook, Sash the Bash 9, the number 9.
Mm-hmm. And she's also on Instagram, Sash the Bash, and
yes,
Twitter.
Sash the Bash 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sasha Valelli on Twitter. I think it is.
It's Sasha Valelli, and then it's at Sash the Bash, and because I've been tweeting you everywhere, so I hope that's still good.
Oh, okay. I just don't do Twitter as much. Well, I kind of link my Facebook to my Twitter and stuff. But yeah.
So we want to make sure people know. Go to your website. I'm sure your dates are on there too. And also you have an artist page on Facebook.
Yes.
Where you
mm-hmm.
keep updated with your, where people can see you. Are you going anywhere outside of Atlanta or Georgia anytime soon?
I just went to Florida with Midnight Larks a few weeks ago. I'm planning on it, but I'm just waiting till everything's kind of ready to be released, so I have some stuff to sell out on the road. But definitely later this year, I'll be going out on the road and possibly going back to Europe as well. So that's in the works. Yeah.
Well.
Wow.
Entertainment publicist and tour manager Kenya and I are ready to roll anytime.
Okay.
We're ready.
All right.
We're everything. Yeah, we're gurus. We're mood elevators. We'll keep it up. We'll keep it going. Believe me, Kenya takes care of me when I'm on the road, even when I don't even know she's handling things. We're on the road, rather.
Gotcha.
And I'm in Asheville half year. You'll have to come up there too.
Oh, look at that.
Asheville, North Carolina, have you been there?
In North Carolina?
Yeah.
I've been to Asheville, yeah. I love Asheville, actually. It's a really cool place.
Okay, well,
I did the recording was South Carolina, that last recording you heard. We actually recorded that in South Carolina, in Charleston.
Oh, okay.
And that was
nice.
A beautiful place.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are so happy. Me and my BFF, and don't forget to listen to Kenya this Sunday night. Go check out Everything Relations with Kenya Colbert. You can find her on Facebook.
I'm going to bring you on sometime, Sasha, just so you can talk about that song. Don't give a damn. See, sometimes in relationships you have to say that. And that song could really be a show. I'm sitting in my brain, like, ticking, like, oh, my gosh, I think I could do a show around that song alone.
Awesome.
And I will say this, and she's serious. I will say this, one thing about Kenya's show is
it's
one place where adults can have a discussion with differences of opinion, and everybody is adult about it. And nobody gets mad, and nobody goes gets their feelings hurt. But everyone is open-hearted and respectful of each other's opinion and can have whatever it is. And so,
should be.
I'm doing a whole show around that song. Definitely.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sash the Bash, Midnight Larks, Sasha Valelli, you are so talented and so fabulous and so nice and so beautiful. And I am just thrilled that
you
could come to film Madame Perry Salon. I got one question to ask you. Will you come back sometime?
Yeah, I'd love to. I had a lot of fun.
Yay. Very good.
All right, fantastic. Okay, well, then we're going to go ahead in about a few seconds and sign out. Don't forget, if you're in Atlanta, Gaja Korean. Is it Korean restaurant? Gaja Korean in East Atlanta.
Gaja Korean next, restaurant bar, yeah. That's right. East Atlanta.
Next Thursday, April 27th. Go.
Yes. And I'm also playing with Midnight Larks at the Star Bar on the 22nd, which is this Saturday, too.
Oh, this
Saturday. So I'm playing with both bands. Yeah, this Saturday is with Midnight Larks, and then 27th is Sash the Bash.
Okay.
So,
great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? Don't normally do this, but play something twice. But I'm going to go out on You Don't Give a Damn, even though I just played it. I think it's the kind of song that people hear, they're going to want to hear it again. Like, you know, when you hear a song the first time, you love it on the radio, you go, oh, where's that song? Where's that song? So
I'm so excited you like it because no one's heard it before. So that makes me happy.
Well, they better be. They're hearing it now. And this is available, you know, for download on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever.
Yeah.
Sash the Bash. Midnight Larks, Sasha Vallely, we love you, and go see your live.